graving in Madame Stephanie's grade 2 class at Selkirk Elementary, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Devours is back. What great news. That was the song Memoirs of a Stretch Hummer, and that is a new single that dropped today from Mr. Jeff Kincaid, Mr. Devours. How wonderful. Thanks for that. And you are listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Musqueam Nations. On today's show, it is jam-packed. We've got some new Future Star, I'll talk about that in a second, some new Anna McClellan, some new Johnny Zithers, some new Adrian Lenker, some new Dirty Projectors, a whole bunch of new stuff. Lock it in for the next hour, if you please. And as I said, Future Star has a new song out. It's the lead single called Kiss the Mirror from the forthcoming record, When Will the DJ of Love Grant Me My One Request? Mwah! What a title! that'll be coming out in January 2021, but for now, we have this single and a Devours remix. I recommend checking that out on Bandcamp. Yes, it's great, and the single is wonderful as well. This is Future Star, and this is Kiss the Mirror.
I wanna buy myself flowers, dance by myself to Devours. No one's gonna do it if you don't do it yourself. Ooh. I know somebody's out there, but I can't wait. I'm impatient, so I'll take myself on a date. I'll kiss the mirror. It's kind of cold, but she's the only one here. I wanna swipe right on me. Ooh, wish someone else would agree. Ooh, I'm trying to be funny, but it's also kind of true.
Oh,
right. That was Victoria's Johnny Zithers. That was the song John Prine's Bathtub from the album Johnny Zithers Is Dead. Before that, we heard Anna McClellan from her brand new record on Father and Daughter Records. That was the song Desperate from the album I Saw First Light. I saw Anna McClellan play at Thor's Palace a couple of years ago with Future Star, who we heard at the top. And just seeing that she had a new record out and giving that a listen just reminded me. I didn't know her when I went to see that show, and it was just like a happy discovery. It was I really love that first album, and this new album is great too. And yeah, it just really brings into stark relief the current situation where there are no shows to discover bands at. Okay, up next, we're going to hear a new song from Adrienne Lenker, better known perhaps as the lead singer and performer in Big Thief. She has a new solo album out called Songs. This is the song Ingadar. This is Adrienne Lenker.
Everything meets and is eaten. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
1, 2, 3.
Lordy, lordy.
why anxiety? Sha, 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 shadowy figures keep lining up to follow me. Hey, how we be? Voices speed up when the Wi-Fi signals lag to make sure that I don't miss my lover's words when they cut out. She said, patience, something, isolation, and nothing. And I'm frozen, clicking on the mouse inside my house. A scary dream about my family woke me up at 5 a.m. Had to scroll around on Facebook just to feel okay again. And the picture said, where, cry baby. Wow, you scaredy cat. Ha, 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 you funny fucker. Why you gotta be like that? Hey, how we in?
All right, that was Seattle's Ihi with their song We Am, Rona Mix. And that was a song from a new comp called Comp for a Cause. It's a fundraiser for the Trunk Space, a venue in Phoenix, Arizona. I think it's a DIY type nonprofit space, and it sounds like a really great place to see shows. So hopefully this fundraiser helps them get through these tough times. Before that, we heard Dirty Projectors from their 5 EPs. That was the song No Studying. I hope that's not true of all the students doing their exams right now. It is exam season at UBC. Dirty Projectors they released 5 EPs this year, and the 5th just dropped. And they're still at it, still doing their Dirty Projectories thing. Time shift, chord shift, always shifting. And at the top, we heard Adrian Lenker from Songs, and that was the song Indigar. Yes. Next up, we're going to change genres a bit. Jada G has made her name as a DJ in Berlin and in London, but she comes from BC, grew up in the Kootenays, and spent some time in Vancouver, and definitely a part of the Canadian Riviera with the song Both of Us. So this came out earlier this year, and it's a lovely toe tapper. So let's give a listen to some Jada G. Here we go.
I can't. had left it in the past, but now it's here to last.
Right, that was Halifax, although sometimes also Victorious. I'm not totally clear. Band Redress from the album Audionography. That was the song 01. Before that, we heard Caribou from the album Suddenly. That was the song Lime. And at the top, Jada G with Both of Us. Next up, we're going to hear some Parkland Music Project. This is a supergroup of sorts featuring local regulars like Stephen Lyons and Paul Rigby and Rob Malawaney on vocals, guitar, and both acoustic and electric. So they have a new record out. It's called Imminent Ghosts, and this is the song King is Rising.
Love, yeah. just an excuse to be raking the money in. Raking money in. This is the year calling 1955. King is rising. It's good to be alive.
Like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two, three.
Be there.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
Seems like I should have known better than to turn my head like it didn't matter.
Middle of the night, packing up.
That was an extra long set. We started on the East Coast with Halifax's Dog Day. That was from their new album, Present. That was the song Hell on Earth. Before that, we heard Quarter Life Crisis. Their self-titled record is out now, and that was the song You and Me featuring Claude. Claude. Also in that band, Shelley or whatever with Claro. And that is a new project from Ryan Hemsworth, who's a pretty well-known DJ. So I guess this is him just trying out the indie rock thing. Before that, we heard Toronto's Andy Schauf from the Neon Skyline. That was the song, The Things I Do. Before that, we heard Prince George's Sean Wesley Wood from the album Used to Be, out now on Good Egg Records. That was the song It Couldn't Be. And at the top there, we had Parkland Music Project. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you're staying safe, staying alone, like keeping it quiet, and getting ready for the most unusual holiday time of our lives. Yes. Going to close it out with the Submissives. This is a Montreal band, and I have a live track from their Live at the Grad Club album. This is the song This Hum, and this is the Submissives. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye.
I'm Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.